Nolte, Neets Ken Vogel falsely suggests John Ponder committed crime in RNC appearance. By John Nolte on August 26, 2020. Ken Vogel, an anti-Trump activist for the far-left New York Times, made the false suggestion John Ponder might have committed a crime by appearing at Tuesday night's Republican National Convention, RNC. John Ponder's story is inspirational, Vogel tweeted from his verified Twitter account. But should he be endorsing a candidate for president while being identified as the founder and CEO of Hope for Prisoners, which, as a 501c3, nonpartisan nonprofit group, is barred from participating in partisan politics? Vogel, who identifies as a journalist and political money expert, undoubtedly knows the answer to the question. The only 501c3 entity barred from engaging in partisan activity is the organization itself, Hope for Prisoners. As a private citizen, as an American, as a man, and as long as he is not speaking on behalf of Hope for Prisoners, Ponder can do whatever he likes, including endorse a candidate. Planned Parenthood is a 501c3. The Clinton Foundation is a 501c3. Media Matters is a 501c3. Need I say more? Vogel knows this. So why would Vogel deliberately spread such a malicious falsehood? Why would anyone falsely accuse a man like Ponder of committing a crime? Man who completely turned his life around after being convicted of a bank robbery. A former three-time loser, Ponder is now a walking example of the very best thing America offers. The thing I love most about this country: second chances. Well, to begin with, fake reporters like Vogel see Ponder, a black man, as a free-thinking apostate. You see, white leftists like Vogel believe that any black person who does not think and speak and vote a certain way must be punished, must be made an example of to intimidate others who might be thinking the same. To keep black people in line, leftists like Vogel have been doing this since black Americans earned the right to vote. We see this from the left over and over and over again. From Clarence Thomas to Kanye West. What we have on the left, and most especially in the establishment media, is just the modern-day version of the Democrat Party's Jim Crow South. Secondly, as everyone saw at the RNC last night, Ponder is an eloquent and effective character witness for President Trump. Ponder tells the truth about the president, about how it was Trump who signed criminal justice reform into law, something Barack Obama failed at. Ponder's support also offered Trump the unforgettable opportunity Tuesday to sign Ponder's pardon in the Oval Office. Ponder appeared with his wife and retired FBI agent Richard Beasley. It was Beasley who, 15 years ago, arrested Ponder. The two men are best friends. What a moment. What a great American moment. Trump did nothing wrong. Ponder did nothing wrong, certainly nothing illegal. None of that matters, though. It's not what Ponder did. It's what he said and what he believes that cannot be allowed to stand. According to our fake media, Ponder's grievous sin is being a black man who dares not think in the way venomous leftists like Vogel demand he think. So he must be taught a lesson, be made an example of, smeared. Bull Connor, a Democrat, isn't dead. He's just gone digital. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.